This is Dr. Lee dictating his physical patient John J.O.H.N. Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, Davies, date of birth 11-4-1942, place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 6-27-2023, is the initial history and physical history of present illness. This is an 80-year-old male with a known history of CVA, stage 3 esophageal adenocarcinoma, status post definite chemo radiation, completed in 2022, complicated by stricture, and has an esophageal stent placement in June 2023. He has AFib, coronary artery disease, coronary artery bypass graft, peripheral arterial disease, hypertension, abdominal aortic aneurysm. Patient was brought to the emergency room complaining of pain in the groin, decreased urine output, and the patient developed. Inappropriate behavior, difficulty ambulation, generalized weakness. Patient was evaluated. And subsequently admitted. You need any question about question? Patient was admitted with the noted have acute cardioembolic microinfarct, right cerebrum and bilateral cerebral amelia. CT had done shows multiple old infarct. Left thalamus, left caudate, and new infarct in the right cerebellar hemisphere. New infarct. MRI show acute microinfarct, right paracentral lobule. Was thought cardioembolic etiology. Because of CHAD score of 7, patient started on anticoagulation, given high risk of stroke. Patient was maintained on statin, dabigatran, DABIGATRN, 150 mg BID. He was also under orthostatic hypotension, dizziness, and a syncopal episode in the hospital. Strain the groin, recent fall showing no acute fracture. Patient was maintained on metoprolol succinate before, but that was held because of hypotensive episode and dizzy episode. He was added salt 1 gram daily and metoprolol put on hold. Chronic AFib, he was started on dabigatran. He also has a left mid calf indeterminate thrombus in the left leg, and he's already on dabigatran. He has dysphagia due to esophageal cancer, previously stent placed.
It's small.
He was seen by speech therapy, the recommended puree diet with thin liquid, vitamin D deficiency supplemented, chromogram of the kidney, left hydronephrosis.
Long green, there are some that are 3, some 2.
Mild.
When I had home, I mean,
history of ACS, he was maintained on statin along with azithromycin for GERD, protonix, metastatic esophageal cancer, being followed by a GBMC oncology group. After stabilization, PTOT done, and the patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, he is a very poor historian. And he's not answering any question properly, but he says he's feeling weak and tired, but no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. Next line, past medical history. Next line, one, previous CVA, next line, stage 3, esophageal adenocarcinoma, status post radiation chemo. Next line, esophageal stent placement, next line, atrial fibrillation. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, next line, peripheral arterial disease, status post SFA, popliteal bypass. Left hand hypertension, left hand abdominal aortic aneurysm with the lower extremity stent placement, hyperlipidemia, COPD, history of sleep apnea.
That was designated as the unit manager.
Yes. History of vitamin D deficiency.
I was there in 98.
No, it had to be after 2003.
Surgical history, yes. Cerebral artery aneurysm, repair.
Was Sonny there?
Coronary artery bypass graft.
I was in business office.
Lower extremity.
Nurse that was there forever.
SFA bypass. Lumbar fusion. L5.
She always said she was drunk. I did the sacrum.
Retinal detachment surgery.
I did 3 to 11.
Allergies, indomethacin, aspirin.
I went to have my baby, and I didn't work again. My first baby. That was
medication upon discharge. Patient with Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Pradaxa, 150 milligram BID. Duloxetine, 30 milligram daily. Azithromycin, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol XL, 50 milligram daily.
2005.
Protonix, 40 milligram PU daily. Potassium chloride, 20 MEQ daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligram daily. B12, 1000 mcg EO daily. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Hydrocortisone, 2.5%.
I don't know if it's that
twice a day. Lidocaine, 2.5% cream. Apply daily magnesium oxide, 250 milligram BID. Melatonin, 3 milligram, 2 tablet daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Miralax, 17 milligram daily. Xanaca daily. Spironolactone, 12.5 milligram daily. Carafate, 1 gram, 3 times a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Carmal, CRM, 20% topical cream. For dry skin and irritation, vancomycin, 125 milligram, 4 times a day. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Constitutional complaining of generalized weakness, no cardiac and chest pain, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, no neck and neuro, no syncope, lying on the bed, complaining of generalized weakness. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative, vitals, stable, had did make namukhalic, hygienic, no, ENA discharge.
You guys passed
her
pap, right?
It's just
a...
Yeah, I'm coming.
Eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender.
Oh, because Michael is the one who gives this pap.
Lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2.
Yeah.
Old heel, sternotomy scar noted. Systolic murmur heard. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on positive extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, no, he's awake, alert. Oriented time 2. He has some dysarthria, slowly answering the question.
They don't know where he put them. I hope they didn't throw them away.
The other nurse said it was on the counter. She saw it there. They don't know what the nurse said.
Why would they do that? Those are things that...
Recent lab done in the rehab. Sodium 137, flashing 4.9, BUN 22, carry 0.8, mouth open, 8.2, medical 24.6, platelet 148, WBC count
4.37.
Assessment, patient is admitted, status post. Acute thromboembolic microinfarct, right cerebrum and bilateral cerebellum. Next and previous CVA, next and cardioembolic thrombotic stroke, started on dabigatran in the hospital. Next and episode of syncope with a hypotensive episode in the hospital. Next and chronic AFib, next line, previous DVT, next line, in the left calf, previous DVT. Next and dysphagia due to esophageal cancer, currently was able to tolerate PURI diet. Okay. Vitamin D deficiency.
Okay. All right, that's perfect. Thank you.
History of coronary artery disease, history of hyperlipidemia, metastatic esophageal cancer. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow-up lab electrolyte. He does have anemia, seems to be anemia of chronic disease. Extensive physical therapy, PTOT, and speech therapy to follow the patient. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. Patient is on vancomycin PO, but there's no documented reason found in the chart. We'll ask the hospital and identify the duration and diagnosis for the oral use of vancomycin. This is the end of the location. Thank you. I couldn't find the reason, but we will continue until we talk to them, okay?
Thank you.
He's very forgetful. I keep on saying, "Is he okay with you?"
The guy is not my patient, but the lady Martha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lady is good.
Yeah.
Lady is very alert. The guy is a little. Yeah. I couldn't ask him anything. He's forgetful, disoriented.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Be a little neater over here. What are you doing with my paper? He ain't do my paper yet. You better stop playing.
I saw. You heard me say he better stop playing.
Alright. 113.
I'm sleepy.
She is 272. And she gets 4 units.
See, nobody can come to Kim's territory.
What is that?
I said nobody can come to.
Nobody.
She pulled the charts away and you know. I know she had to use computers. I'm not using computers.
I'm like, who cluttered up my desk? They told on you too. They said, Dr. Ali.
No, they were honest. Why they should lie, you know? They were not telling on me anything bad.
You can have my face back any minute.
No, no, I'm okay.
I gotta go back down the hall.
No, to be honest, I'm fine. Between me, you're just doing some dictations.
Her name is Cooper.